There wasn't any riffraff there.
No.
If anybody, well, of course, every once in a while there'd be somebody would get to drinking, but they would soon get rid of them, put them out. Even if they were the first class folks, I just got rid of them. I was trying to find something about that. I don't know where to find it. There's a loyalty to the slaves. The clubs of Hainville, that might tell me a little something. Here's a lot of people's names I know here. Here's where Miss Juliet went with my father to a dance. The clubs of Hainville, they had a literary society, was organized in 1873, flourished for several years. There were 33 active members. Then that I knew who this man was. Mr. was succeeded by Colonel. Now Colonel was the father of this lady. The picture we saw in here. Her father was Colonel.
Where was he a colonel?
Yes, in the front of the book. There, she was a brewer. And then later, W.R. members of the society. Well, I'm. I know all of those people, knew them, the Mr. Bite the living, yeah, I know nearly all these people. In 1880, the Hainville Dramatic Club was organized, and they tell who that was. The Houston Baseball Club was organized in Hainville in 75. A newspaper that year says, seven of the Lounsboro baseball players visited Hainville Saturday for a game with the Houstons. They were, I know all these folks. Members of the Hainville Nine, and they tell who they were. I knew them too. Then there's some old county news. The Union Church of Hainville was formed on the night of December the 21st to witness the marriage of Mr. and Miss. Yeah, there's just lots of names in here that I know and knew them.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something about a private academy. Now let's see. It was in here. I don't know what page it was on though. Died at the residence of Warren Senator in the county on Monday last. That I ring this house. Dr. somebody aged 28. Dr. was a native of Clark County, Georgia, from which state he immigrated in December. Locating himself as a physician, he was highly appreciated by the neighborhood where he lived. His death is deeply regretted by all who knew him. Tells about the other churches, no.
You go to an Episcopal church?
Yeah, I belong to the little Episcopal church in Lounsboro. I haven't been there in about a year now because I haven't been able to go.
Uh-huh.
I can't stand up very long.
No.
You know, when you have that old inner ear trouble, your head goes to turning around and you're afraid to do things for fear you will. I don't want to go anywhere if I'm in the danger of me falling out.
Uh-huh.
And things like that. There was a place in your way there, but where this house was sold, but I don't know, forgotten what page it was on.